This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Let's say yes to today, as we're about, what, are we a third of the way through fall? I think we are, right? Starts September 22nd. Yeah, we're a little more than a third of the way. So what are the rules when it comes to enjoying fall and enjoying yourself? There are a lot of rules, right? Life is full of rules. We have to follow the rule.
What are the rules about this?
What, the rules about fall?
Yeah, what are the rules about enjoying fall? I wouldn't think there would be any.
Actually, no, well, you actually set the tone more than I do because you love the fall. So you can set the rules.
I love the winter.
Ah, boo.
I love the winter. Fall is the gateway.
Double boo. Yeah, I know, yeah.
Fall says summer is done.
Triple boo. Yeah. Well, I think that what you... what we have here in this little flying machine that we call the Good Day program is I remember an article 20 years ago in a trade publication about this program. The fellow who wrote the article titled the article, A Little Show That Could. And it's kind of been the rule here. We've stuck to the values of good conversation with great teammates over the years. I have not let anybody violate those rules with nasty conflict and the things that in the long term they're very destructive. So I just think that you gotta put your heart into the work that you do, no matter what it is. Just not just this, but whatever it is, you need to. The rule for me is to give it your all. And some people are good at that, some people are not. Some people imagine having a job that you spend 8 or 10 hours a day at and you don't like it. Oof. Hours.
Yeah. So much of your day.
Rule number one. The thing that Bill Maher has on his show every week, new rules. And the rule should be that you like what you do and you love the time that you spend doing what you spend most of your time doing, which is being creative, right? That's what work is about, creating something. You started to say something, excuse me.
No. Well, but moving on with what you were just saying, it's one of those things that sometimes, if you can change your circumstances, change your circumstances. Unfortunately, not everybody can. And if that's the case, then change your attitude about your circumstances, because you don't have to necessarily like your job to still work to find the positive.
Make it work for
you.
Also, yes.
Once you exit the door, once you leave work for the day, then leave work behind. It'll be there tomorrow. And check out and get into the stuff that you do like to do, what fills your soul.
So many people are so wrapped up in their work that they take it with them, especially with the advent of all of the smart media that's around that's supposed to help us in our lives and basically just creates disarray.
Well, and it's been expected for so many generations that if you aren't available at 6 p.m. when your job ended at 4:30 or 5, then you're a problem and you will be replaced.
It's
been this mindset that I feel like it's not that the workers took on themselves. It was almost encouraged. And the whole, like, crushing it and you're a boss and, you worked every day last week. You worked on the day of your wedding. You worked every day on your honeymoon. You're awesome. You're killing it. Like, it was this mentality that is so far from the truth and the reality.
But it was that reality has been created, and the definition of success these days sometimes comes out of that pot boiling, as you described it. So let us talk about success. There's a group of fifth graders who saved their allowance money to buy special glasses for a colorblind classmate. How about that? 10 years old, and they fought this through. Jaron Casillas is the fifth grader at Glen Hope Elementary School who grew up with color blindness. And apparently the youngsters in the class knew that he was colorblind. And so this is something. Imagine, put yourself into understanding what color blindness is all about. You can't enjoy a sunrise because you don't know what the blue sky looks like, or the beautiful yellow colors that come from the sun, or the green in the lawns, or this time of year, the things you're talking about, the colors of the trees. It's a condition in which a person sees color differently than most people. And so you can't distinguish between red and green, blue and yellow, and there's no cure for it.
There's different types of color blindness where some things just all look brown.
Yeah, right. Some people say we ought to ask Warren this. Are dogs colorblind? Have you ever heard that story?
I have.
Yeah. Are they? Do you know? How would one know?
That's what I was wondering. I believe that that's true, but I am curious how they would have known.
Yeah, let's ask one.
Because young child, the young fifth grader, when he first started talking, he couldn't really tell his parents the color of things, but it wasn't until he was like, look, Mommy, look at this beautiful green sunrise, that she was like, wait, what?
Huh? Yeah. Not quite. So good for them, good for him. Good for everybody involved in that sort of thing. It's really that's the time when you know the parents have done the right thing. You know, the parents of these youngsters that came up with the idea of raising money or getting the money. Yep. Those are the children that you want on the same. You want to have those children as friends with your children, right? Have them in the same class,
good
the same
influence.
All right, so with good comes bad. We're just talking about some of the things that are on the air that I have sort of discounted over the years. And when I look at the opposite, what is the old expression, opposites attract? I can't imagine that being the case in the case of Alex Jones, who is some of you, hopefully many of you remember, not for good reason, loudmouth talk show host. The program's called InfoWars. And he's been spreading lies about stuff pretty much since he was on the air. And the top of the heap in terms of his stories about the 2012 Sandy Hook school shootings in Connecticut, parents sued him and won in court. He promptly declared bankruptcy to avoid having to pay the $1 billion that he was ordered to pay to these families. And guess what, Alex? You lost. Even though you have declared bankruptcy, the courts say you still have to pay.
Yeah.
So, you know,
it was malicious, saying that it didn't happen or that it was staged.
He's a horrible representative of this format, frankly.
No parent should ever have to bury their child, and especially in such a way, and then to have somebody deny your hurt and your pain and your trauma.
Yeah. It's interesting it went this far, though. That shows you how malicious the courts found him to be. And then the judge says there's no safe harbor in the bankruptcy court for something like this. So he's being held accountable for his words and his actions. And no matter where he goes or what he does for the rest of his life, you declare bankruptcy and then you can kind of work your way out of it. But he owes now a total of $1.4 billion in damages from all of the cases that were brought against him by the families who were grieving. There was a youngster who died in the attack, and that was a special part of it. He was supposed to pay $965 million to the eight families whose loved ones were lost in the attack. And then the family of the youngster who died, they got $49 million out of him. And then $473 million in punitive damages. Will he ever pay it off? Nah, probably not. But he'll have the rest of his life to think about it, because he won't be able to do anything that recreates what he had before. He's still on the air. Not many stations carry him anymore for obvious reasons. But when you look at the way. It's just, I suppose, it's part of the human condition. Who finds this stuff, this garbage, interesting to listen to, compelling or important? Who
mm-hmm.
is
it? People that actually believe it, whether they love him yeah. and they believe what he's saying, or the whole loving to hate things, where people yeah. hate listen to stuff, hate watch things.
But is it the same?
It's like enjoyable for some reason.
Is it the same thing that attracts people to Trump? Is it that sort of thing? I'm not suggesting that Jones and Trump are the same, but there's something.
Well, back before Donald Trump was the president, back when he yeah. was
the
before
apprentice.
He was even a before he was even doing reality television and all of this stuff, when he was pretty much just a celebrity for having a lot of money and kind of being a celebutant, if
yeah.
you will.
Yeah.
He still had a big following of people who loved him, enjoyed him, yeah. found him humorous, or loved.
Yeah.
To hate him, yeah.
yeah.
People,
yeah.
he's always driven these strong reactions out of people, whether they were for mm-hmm. him or against him. And he's an intelligent man, clearly. He's
oh, yeah.
as far as he's done,
knows
and he turned part of that into a business of how
yeah.
people feel about him.
Yeah, that's for sure. All right, here's an interesting anecdotal reality. Talk about all the strikes going on in our country, the UAW, the people who are SAG-AFTRA. Well, there are a lot of women in Iceland who are on strike this week because, and this includes the woman who's prime minister, participating in a walkout to draw attention to the systematic gender pay gap. It's Women's Day Off, they call it, highlighting the contribution of women to the society up there. It's a very interesting, very cultured country, actually. I only stopped there once on my way to England, in Reykjavik. But there are, in this circumstance, in this country, 40 organizations, Public Workers Union, the largest union in the walkout. There are a lot of other women who were encouraged to stop work, even unpaid work, stop for the whole day, right? They strike for the whole day. Actually, the first strike with women went back to 1975.
Mm-hmm. And Iceland is who has closed the gap the most so far across the globe.
Yeah. Yep. So, interesting reality there for them to deal with. It's 18 after the hour now on the Today Good Day program.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more Straight Talk. Now you can get a Walmart Plus membership, plus not pay for it, because it's included with Straight Talk wireless plans. You get free delivery with Walmart plus a Paramount Plus subscription included, plus you pay less for gas. That's a lot of pluses.
Only Straight Talk gives you unlimited 5G data and Walmart Plus included on select plans for free.
Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Requires service on Gold or Platinum Unlimited. One offer per eligible account. Paramount Plus Essential Plan only. Separate registration required. Additional terms apply.
Exergen thermometers are proven to be more accurate than non-contact thermometers. With children back at school, keeping them healthy is important. Clinical studies have proven that non-contact thermometers are inaccurate and can miss fevers. Accuracy matters. That's why the Exergen thermometer is trusted and used by medical professionals. Exergen thermometers are available at many fine retailers. Choose a trusted and accurate thermometer for personal use. Learn more about why accuracy matters. Available at Walmart and participating retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com.
The Chase Inc. Business Premier Card is made for people who make things happen, like me. I'm Sam, founder and CEO of Manifest, a product design company that makes everyday products designed smarter. I get 2.5% cash back on purchases of $5,000 or more, plus unlimited 2% cash back on all other purchases, which helps us make more smart ideas into a brilliant reality.
The Inc. Business Premier Card. Learn more at chase.com/businesspremier. Chase for business. Make more of what's yours. Real business owner compensated for their participation. Account subject to credit approval. Restrictions and limitations apply. Cards are issued by JPMorgan Chase Bank. Any member FDIC.
Darius, look who just figured out how to find my Medicare plan options. Just typed in my zip code and boom.
This is not just a search tool. Look at you go, Mom. This is Walgreens making it easy to find a Medicare plan with low-cost copays. During open enrollment, use Walgreens Find Rx coverage to help you find the right Medicare plan for you. This is being independent. Together. Walgreens.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Now, it's a social media time, things that are trending. Every day we have our own set of trending stories that Jay culls out of our conversations. The Good Day download, the podcast of what happens at gooddayshow.com. There are things going on every day. Some of them we know a lot about. The podcast that's up there right now is a focus in part on, well, every day we cover, what, how many, you ever count how many things we talk about in the course of a day, Jay?
I have not, but we should.
Yeah, right.
I wonder what the average is, because some days there are less topics, but because there's just, there's such heavy topics, there's so much conversation to be had, and then other days it's like, whoa, we covered a lot of ground.
Yeah, 24, 25, I think, is the average when you take all the various things, not only in the body of the program, but the essence of the things that we bring to folks as general help items, Warren Eckstein, Tom Kreitler, you know, that kind of stuff. So anyway, this will be in the highlight reel for for the Good Day download today. The suit by 42 attorneys general, 42 states, are suing Facebook and Instagram and the owner of those four aforementioned entities, Meta. These people allege that features on the Facebook and Instagram social media are addictive and aimed at children. And I think it's time that they did go after them, and I hope they get millions out of them, frankly. There's not many unlikable characters. Well, let me put it this way. There aren't many characters as unlikable as Mark Zuckerberg. He's completely, not a little, but just completely, probably his wife loves him and maybe his mother, but that's about it. So anyway, this is something, I talk about bipartisanism, everybody wants to sue this guy.
Yeah.
And so anyway, the Colorado AG said this is not an action we take lightly. No, because it's expensive and it won't be decided quickly because these guys got a lot of money and they'll throw it. They'll tie this up in knots, probably for years, as they continue to screw over their... I mean, why would... I say this... We talk about Facebook and the stuff that I post on Facebook with regularity, because it's things that I love, my children and my grandchildren, and things that are happening on the farm and stuff. So I don't necessarily get involved in the behind-the-scenes dirt.
Yeah.
And these people are dirty.
Well, like, or what kids are playing with, and a lot of these filters, the selfie lenses, they are fun, but they can be addicting, especially the ones that almost Photoshop you, and then everybody just looks like this perfect, what they feel like might be their perfect view of themselves, and then it becomes vanity issues once that filter is gone, and then these children are left with a self-esteem of, like, nothing.
Yep. Well, the folks at Meta said, quote, "We're disappointed that instead of working productively with companies across the industry to create age-appropriate standards, they're doing this." Hey,
well, what's stopping
they've been
them?
After you for any number of years to smarten up. This is not like they just decided one day, the 42 of them, let's go find somebody to sue. These people have been screwing over the people who provide them with basically billions of dollars a year. And we're the suckers. We keep doing it. I'm on Facebook. Why am I still on Facebook? I ask myself that question. I don't, you know, Instagram's the same thing. And people say, well, I'm using Instagram. You're using the same. It's the same stuff. And where do you go? The TikTok, they're no good because the Chinese government is behind them. So what's left? What do you use that isn't dirty?
A phone.
Yeah, thank you.
Text somebody.
Jay, I'm very happy to know you.
Likewise.
Yes, thank you very much. All right. 28 after the hour. It is food for thought, isn't it, huh?
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Israel continues air operations into the Gaza Strip, hunting Hamas terrorists. There's no sign of it letting up, as the United States is asking Israel to let more humanitarian aid into Gaza. The Palestinian Health Ministry says thousands have been killed in airstrikes since Hamas terrorists attacked civilians in Israel earlier this month. It should be noted Palestinian Health Ministry has given out inaccurate information during the conflict. Israeli tanks are on the border in numbers waiting for orders to launch a ground invasion into Hamas stronghold of Gaza. Louisiana Representative Mike Johnson is the new Republican nominee for Speaker of the House. Johnson became the party's latest nominee last night after three sessions of closed-door voting. Johnson must now get 217 lawmaker votes on the House floor to win the Speaker's gavel and become the second in line in the presidential succession. The House will reconvene this afternoon. Lance Pry, USA News.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
It's gonna be a good day.
Hey guys, it's Jen. Want in on the action? Call the Doug line right now. 855-999-DOUG. That's 855-999-DOUG.
Do you remember? I hope you remember. There's going to be a test on today's program later on. And if we get all the answers right, maybe we'll send you to Las Vegas.
Ooh, nice.
How's that, Jay? Pretty good deal, huh? Pretty good deal? Shift your attitude. That's where it all starts. Doug and Jay on Good Day with the story of a man who claims that he is owed $1 million he won after his housekeeper found a lottery ticket that was forgotten. In essence, the lady, the housekeeper, was cleaning up. This guy lives here in Massachusetts. He purchased a $15 million moneymaker lottery ticket But then he put it away someplace, been collecting dust for a long time. And his housekeeper found the ticket in a vase.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
And he I hope he gives her a nice chunk
yeah,
of
yeah, like what, 10%?
Yeah, 10, 15 he gets, maybe.
He won $1 million in the instant ticket game. I've never played that. I don't play those games because they don't get all the attention. But there are a lot of people who win some pretty good cash. So he got $650,000 when he collected the other day. And he wanted to give some of the money to charity. But I would think that he would, you're right. That's the store that sold the ticket got $10,000. So is that appropriate? Give the $10,000 to the lady who found it, who's cleaning his house? Would that be
yeah.
good?
Yeah. Yes, because, I mean, that ticket would just be going to waste because I'm sure right. there's a... What's the time limit for something like this?
I think it's a
I
year.
I know with the big jackpot stuff, it's a year. A but year. I don't know if yeah, that's the same with this.
Yeah. Well, congratulations. You wake up, oh, that's some $650,000, which better off than was yesterday as far as money is concerned. Hooray! Let's have a party. We're having a party. Speaking of parties, notice how clever I get cleverly into this next discussion about parties. Not that kind of a party, the Republican Party. I frustrate myself sometimes thinking because I'm a Republican at heart, but the soul of the Republican Party is not where my soul is politically. So I find myself at a place in my life where I'm like not a man without a country, but a lot of people describe themselves as independent.
Unaffiliated.
Yeah, libertarian.
Well, that's what I used to. I used to describe myself as independent until I realized saying you are independent means you're part of the independent party, which is still
yeah.
a party.
Yeah.
So unaffiliated is when you don't have any. But I have been hearing more and more of people who are Republicans who still feel like they're Republicans but have removed themselves from the party
yeah.
because they feel like
Me.
The Republican Party isn't even a Republican. They're not even
yeah.
truly Republican
not.
Anymore. They've become something else.
It's all about... when I was a kid, the Republican Party was Eisenhower. And everybody loved I Like Ike. And everybody loved Eisenhower. He won the war, in essence. And so the Republican and the Democrat both tried to get him to run. And he decided he was a Republican, and that's how he ran. At that time, and even as I grow into an adult thinking about where I was until... Actually, the last Republican I voted for who won nationally was George Bush, the father. And that was the last time I voted for a Republican presidential candidate, frankly. He left me in the dust with the promise, read my lips, no new taxes. I took that seriously, and so I didn't vote for him the second time around. And so you look at the party then, a lot of, and the way it's changed, the establishment figures are... So different. I mean, there was always a home for big business, for sure. There's always a home for religious, I don't know if I want to call them conservatives, but, you know, people who had religion. Let's put it, maybe that's the best way to, we have had religion. And now we've come upon this situation where a man is a god in the minds of some. And nobody, if you ask them, most of the people can't tell you why. So the bad guy with the Trumpers is Mitt Romney, who has been focused on trying to bring the party back to the way it was when it was more successful. And their divisions weren't as pronounced as they are right now. And this is something to think about. I've been thinking about it myself because I want to support somebody who is a winner or could be a winner. And I mean a winner in every sense of the way, not just because you get more votes, but you know, who is this person? Is it someone that you really want to be associated with? Some people love to be associated with Trump. I get it. Or whomever. There aren't a lot of people who love to be associated with Biden, though. Have you noticed?
No, you know, I can't recall the last person I'm like that. That Joe Biden,
I
tell you.
Yeah,
he's
right.
One of the best presidents this country has ever seen.
Yeah.
I'm not sure I've heard those words.
No, he's one of the worst. You've heard people say he's one of the worst presidents we've ever had.
The whole administration. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a horror show. All right, anyway. Let's talk about flying. because there are a couple of things in the news that people might want to know about. Officials investigating the story of a state senator who boarded a flight to Hong Kong with a gun in his luggage. What a dope. Right? Jeff Wilson, arrested in Hong Kong after he was discovered having a firearm in his carry-on luggage.
Huh? See, I feel like this is one of a similar situation as, why am I blanking on her name? Brittany, who had the weed pen. And was detained.
Oh, Griner?
Griner, yes.
Yeah, and right.
It's one of those things that he probably does this all the time when he travels. He just forgot.
Put the gun in his bag? No, you can't travel anywhere with a gun in your bag.
In your checked luggage, yes, you can.
But he can't carry it on the plane. This is a carry-on bag.
Oh, I thought this was his checked luggage.
No,
I can't defend that. But but I do think that sometimes people, they just get into their normal routine and habits doing something, and they forget, oh, I'm going to a different place, this isn't allowed, or they forgot they even did it. And trying to take that in a carry-on, that's like, you just weren't even thinking. Did you straight up check out?
Yeah, right, Conzo. All right, James Collins is at our main studio in Dallas. The Dallas Morning News this morning has the best of all the stories I've seen about this off-duty Alaska Airlines pilot.
Oh, really?
Have you heard this story?
I haven't. Tell me all about it.
Joseph... Oh, thank you. That was very dramatic, James. Okay. That's right on cue. Very good, kid. That's good. Joseph, I'm going to have to chuckle about this for a second. But this is pretty serious stuff. Joseph David Emerson, pilot for Alaska Airlines, asked for the jump seat on a flight. And apparently he went cuckoo. As the plane was in the air, this guy tries to take control of the plane, tries to push the pilot out of the seat, tries to shut the engines off, and they're like 23,000 feet. So as you can imagine, there was a tassel in the... I chuckle about this a little bit, but if let's say this guy had been bigger and able to control what was going on in the cockpit, it wouldn't have been a pretty picture for the people on the plane.
Can you imagine being a passenger on this? Like, you hear this commotion and all of this, and you're just kind of like, what is happening in the cockpit?
So apparently this guy had taken psychedelic mushrooms the day before. And he has questionable mental health concerns, or had. There are people who have concerns about him. So how did this guy stay as a pilot would be my question. So the state of Oregon says they're going to file 83 counts of attempted murder on this guy because of what he tried to do.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to court. Federal prosecutors charge this guy with interfering with a flight crew. This is going to be nasty for this guy. He's done, obviously, as a pilot. He could be done, period. They could throw him in jail for the rest of his life. And all because of psychedelic mushrooms. Apparently, he struggles with depression, and that's another reason he should. See, this is a perfect argument, again, for having it. They're a little more lax with pilots. Pilots getting promoted with less experience and younger and younger all the time, because there are so many more people that, after COVID, gone back to flying. The demand is there for pilots. Instead of doing what they're doing, the government should somehow or other, somebody needs to wake up. At 65, there are plenty of people who could keep flying a plane for another 5 years. I'm talking about commercially, 10 years, whatever. It shouldn't be based on age. It should be based on your mental and physical health.
Yes, yeah.
This guy at 44 had no business flying a plane. Shouldn't have been near a cockpit. But it was known, apparently, by some of his supervisors, the guy had a few emotional problems. Lives in Pleasant Hill, California. Imagine being on a flight. He was on a flight from Washington to San Francisco. And you look at, I think he had his wife with him, too, if I'm not mistaken. I think I saw that in one of the stories about this. Anyway, the flight attendant actually was the one who wrestled him. away from the cockpit and put restraining. I don't know what they did, but they placed his hands. They wrapped him up in something. I don't know what.
I think they have those plastic thingies nowadays.
What do they call those?
I know what you mean. Yeah, you use them for like
tie wrap,
cords
wrap,
together
tie wrap.
And
yeah,
stuff.
Right,
yeah.
Yeah, right.
But there was a passenger that spoke with a news outlet saying that it wasn't, nobody was truly sure what was happening at the time until a flight attendant came on the loudspeaker and said that there's an emergency situation, the plane needs to land immediately. And then 15 minutes later came back on and was like, there's a medical emergency, we are landing, basically like sit down, fasten up, buckle up.
I think about the time I spend flying, and the flights I take are pretty long usually. How'd you like to have that? You're 6 hours from your destination. Let's say you're over the Pacific Ocean on your way to Hawaii from Los Angeles, and somebody tries to pull a stunt like this. Where you go? Right? There's no place to go.
Yeah, at that point, it's just like, okay, if you're halfway, if you haven't made it halfway, you have to turn around and go back. And if you are over halfway, you just need to continue on.
Yeah. I was just looking at some of my plans here, I'm looking at the situation with American Airlines and their flight attendants. Flight attendants union announced this week that they're going to strike if they don't get what they want, probably in December. Won't that be swell? Those of us who have trips already booked.
That's so
on American. Oh, yeah, it'd be great. And so you wonder. They've settled with the pilots union and most of the other, but they haven't settled with the flight attendants. I always chat up the flight attendants when I'm on my trips, and I was talking to one fellow who loves American, loves his job. And those are the kind of people that you like to be around. It feels good. He was just so bright and alert and happy, and he said, hey, can I give you some more cookies? I said, sure! Why
yes,
not?
Please.
Yes, please. I'll have some more. Can I have another ice cream sundae, too, while you're at it? 48 past the hour here on the Pleasant Good Day program.
Wendy's $3 breakfast deal is a bacon or sausage egg croissant plus small seasoned potatoes for $3. It's the breakfast that don't miss. So if you did miss Wendy's breakfast, don't imagine. Fresh cracked eggs, sizzling sausage, crispy bacon, and block out those hot, buttery, flaky croissants. Croissants don't really make a sound, but if they did, for a breakfast that don't miss, Wendy's is that breakfast. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's $3 breakfast deal.
Limited time only. Participate in U.S. Wendy's. Select a request $3 breakfast deal to obtain discount. Not valid for a la carte combo orders.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go. Shortness of breath. Fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit notimetowait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, evolving your passions. We push what technology can do, so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to now.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how's the back pain now?
22.
Wonky work from home desks have Dane's Acupuncture booked up.
You need to get in, but this week's all full.
But finding more practitioners has them on pins and needles.
You know, my lunch is in 20 minutes. How fast can you get here?
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and 3 beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my 5th concussion. Did you know that over 1 million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with ExtendoVite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. ExtendoVite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and ExtendoVite is all natural. ExtendoVite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take ExtendoVite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCMteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCMteam.com. Enlist in GCMteam.com and save America.
Now, 53 after the hour, the familiar sound of the theme to the Pet Show, starring the one, the only, Warren Eckstein. Everybody, a big round of applause. Yay!
Yay!
Yay for Warren! Yay! All right, so enough of that stuff. The fact that there was a group of fifth graders who bought special glasses for a colorblind classmate brought me around to thinking about dogs and whether or not, in fact, there is a rumor or there has been a rumor that dogs are colorblind. And I figured, okay, who knows better about this than Warren Eckstein from the Pet Show? So, are dogs colorblind and other animals too?
Well, first of all, let me just tell you for the record that I am totally colorblind. I see no colors.
I do remember that. Yeah, no, it's mentioned.
A little bit of yellow. So the bottom line is when I was studying in Europe years ago, the questions always came up, can dogs see color? Here's the bottom line. What we did is we took three rows, three lines. We painted one yellow, one blue, and one red. At the end of one of them, at the end of the yellow one or the blue one, which I forget which one exactly, we put odorless food. Okay, no food, odorless food. And the dog went down, the first one, we showed him where the food was on that specific color. Then we changed the rotation of the colors, moved them to different locations, but the dog consistently went back to the same one where the food was. So in terms of color blindness, now the new studies are indicating they may not see the same colors that we do, but they can definitely differentiate between shades. So I believe they can even see a little bit more color than we give them credit for. So, yeah, I believe that dogs can see color, but not in the same way that we do.
All right. So that's good. I don't want to think that my dog, Daisy, doesn't see all the beauty that there is in the world, including I wish she could look in a mirror and see how beautiful she is.
But remember, Doug, that dog dogs see beauty through their nose. The world is through their nose. They eat through their nose. They see through their nose. Their nose is their most important sense. Their olfactories, by the way, was my specialty. So their nose is incredible. They see via their nose. That's why dogs that lose their vision do incredibly well.
All right. That was what happened to Charlotte. Remember, she lost her eyes, and she was okay for a couple of years after that. All right, here's the announcement from a – this is sort of a class action lawsuit against PetSmart. The groomers, apparently, there's one specific incident of a pet store, one of the PetSmart stores, groomers killing a dog. So I wonder, from your perspective, how when you bring a dog for a nail clipping or to get washed or whatever, is that a good, safe, sane way to handle the problem of dogs? My dog has a very difficult time with her nails getting done. So she's, you know, she makes a lot of racket and thrashes around.
You have to choose the groomer. You have to know the groomer. You have to get references for the groomer. This is not an unusual case. Over the years, I've dealt with hundreds of cases where, for example, years ago, there was a case in New York where they have these dryers on the cages where the dogs are drying after being bathed, and they forgot about a dog, and the dryer was there, and the dog died from being overheated. So what I would really recommend people do is get references, educate the people. And the first couple of times I took my dogs to a groomer when I lived in New York, bottom line is I stood outside the store till the grooming was done. And I watched everything that was done every time. And I made sure they had a really good reputation, even checked with the veterinarians that they use.
Huh. That sounds like a great bit of advice. Did you hear that, everybody? Why don't you go through that one more time with people paying attention now that I said, listen to what Warren says. So what should you do? What did you do?
I always recommend that you interview them the same way you would interview a pediatrician for a kid, even though, you know, you're leaving the dog with them very often for 5-6 hours while they're being groomed. But I would actually say the first few times I would stay and I would watch and I would make sure the grooming's done properly. But the most important thing is the behaviors. Everyone knows their dog. Everyone's their own dog's behaviors. They understand how their dog reacts, what their dog looks like when they're depressed or happy. Really take a close look at your dog's reaction when they come from the groomer. Take a look if the dog is happy, is upbeat, how he reacts to the groomer, and that's indicative of what's going on. But very often people go to these, you know, these big shops like the PetSmart. By the way, I'm in Phoenix right now, so PetSmart's around the corner from me. They're headquarters. Right. The bottom line is that really be careful, especially with these big chains, because there's a lot of turnovers. You don't want a different groomer every week. You want a groomer that gets to know your dog, just like a veterinarian. You want someone who really gets to know your dog. And the first few times, bring your dog there. Don't have him groomed. Just bring him there to get to know the person who ultimately is going to be grooming.
All right. You want to celebrate Day of the Horse Day? Today is Day of the Horse Day. So if you have a horse, I guess...
Every day is Day of the Horse. Every day is the day of all the animals day to me. I don't have a horse day, a dog day. Every day is special.
Every day is Animal Day. That's a good... That'd be the slogan for the Pet Show. Check it out. WarrenandThePetShow.com here.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.